It's good to see you again. Today will be our last interview. I thought a little one-on-one would help me get to know you better. We thought you did really well in that first interview. And the girls and I... Well, I'm sure it was obvious we thought you were great. Are you always this charming with women? I'm sure you are. And I bet it's been like this since you were a little boy, huh? Well, the reason I brought you in today is to see how you'd fare at some new challenges. One that are a little bit more vocational, shall we say. It's okay. You have no reason to be nervous, I assure you. Much of what we'll be doing is actually very simple. Even a child could do it. Well, one of the bigger ones at least. So, you'll really have no problem. I'm sure of it. Oh, but before we begin, your shirt is untucked. I think you better see to that. Don't you think? Oh, and look, your tie, it's completely uneven. Come on now. Let me get that for you. Here. I do this for my son all the time. You don't mind me helping with your shirt, do you? Ah, there we go. Much better. Is everything okay? You've turned bright red. I didn't think a charmer like you would have any problems with a little touching. Anyways, let's get back on task. I want to ask you some task-based questions. Just answer as honestly as you can. And depending on how you answer them, it'll help me frame my next questions for you. You got that? Good. You can use one of the pens I've laid out on the desk to make notes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I know they're the simple ballpoint ones, but they're a lot less messy. And tidiness is very important, wouldn't you agree? Of course you do. So let us begin. Imagine the scenario. You're working for a senior partner who is much younger than yourself. Can you please write down some ways you'd establish your, shall we say, flexibility, to prove that you understand your position within the company's hierarchy? Mm-hmm. That's it. Brief notes are fine. Just anything that comes to mind. I know how challenging it could be. You want to establish yourself as a new man in the office. But here's this young superior. A lady, and they're always just so pretty, aren't they? Telling you what to do. It's hard to take instructions from someone like that, isn't it? It could trigger all these funny feelings. That's why it's so important that you're going to be comfortable taking orders and doing as you're told. Wouldn't you agree? All right. Let's take a look at what you've written. Be as eager to please as possible? Oh, that is so adorable. Yes, that is exactly the right sort of thing, but... This is the kind of answer I expect from a teenager. Am I wrong? I think that's very telling, though. You do like to please, don't you? Has it always been this way? Since you were a very young man? I see. Let's explore this a little further. No need to look so uncomfortable. It's important that we understand ourselves, so don't worry. You could be honest with me. Tell me, when you were younger, did you hang out at your friend's home a lot? I bet you've always wanted their moms to like you. Always done your best behavior. Remembering your please and thank yous, like a good boy. The perfect little guest. You liked the way they smiled at you, didn't you? Of course, it's so obvious to me now. Did you like being asked about school? Did you like it when they took an interest in your adorable little hobbies? Oh, of course you did. It felt so good when they smiled down at you, didn't it? Mm-hmm. That's right. Shall we try another question? You ready? Good. Now, imagine this next scenario. You've done something wrong. You're late with an assignment. Or perhaps you're late into the office. I'd like you to draft me an opening email. And I'd like to know how you'd go about owning up to your mistake. Honesty is an important asset for us here. I hope you understand. Okay. Take your time. And write whatever comes to mind. Okay. Oh, look at your handwriting. Ever so neat. That's very good. Well done. Let me take a look. Dear Miss, I'm very sorry for being late. And I'm sorry that I got in trouble. And I promise I won't do it again. Oh, now this is very good. Just look how honest you are. I could tell that you're really drawing on experiences of wanting older women to like you, don't you? It feels so nice to have their approval, doesn't it? You're just shuffling in your seat hearing me talk about it. You don't know quite how you feel, do you? It's okay, it's okay. This is very good. I think I'm seeing the picture now. Yes, I think you're going to make an excellent little intern here at the company. But what? You applied for a higher position. I don't know. From reviewing your writing, watching you fidget and squirm in your chair, how am I supposed to convince everybody here that I didn't just hire my daughter's friend from school? How do I know you won't melt into a little boy at the first sign of authority? At the first sign of discipline? Actually, let's test that out, shall we? I know you want to make me proud and smile, and to think that you're a bright young man, but I need to know that even a teenager in the office can handle a little telling off. So, listen to me now. Young man, just what do you think you're doing? I've barely been out of the office 5 minutes, and you're already making a mess of things. You're a distraction to everyone here, and I am very, very disappointed in you. What do you have to say for yourself? Must I treat you like a child? Do you really need this constant supervision? There. How do you feel? What would you say to me in that situation? Seriously, I need an answer. This is an interview. I heard a little mumble. Did you say, you're sorry? Mum? Did you just call me Mum? You'd say that right here in the office? To think, everyone would have heard you. Oh, you poor little thing. You're slipping down through the years just listening to me, aren't you? Oh, sweetie. I think it's time we put away those big boy pens now. Okay? And you don't need to worry about anything anymore. It's okay. I have some crayons here. Perfect for a little boy visiting his mummy at work. Come on now. Give me your big boy pens back. Good boy. And these crayons are perfect for you now. No fussing, come on. Would you like the blue one? Or the green one? There we go. You couldn't help call me Mama as soon as things got a little confusing, huh? That's okay, that's alright. You hold on to that crayon. That's yours now. Good boy. Time for your next task, I think. Why don't you draw Mummy a pretty picture? With the two of us. Do you think you could do that? Is there still a big boy left in there? Oh, it's so cute how you're nodding at me like that. You're my big boy. Tell you what, if you could draw this picture very neatly with no scribbles and all the proper colors, I'll know you're a big boy, okay? And maybe I'll give you your pens back. But you're almost coming to the end of your little interview today. So, go on. Show me what you could do. You're so sweet. Oh, you were a shy one, aren't you? Head buried in that drawing. Coloring away. Oh, let me see what you've drawn so far. Oh, that's so lovely. A picture of you and Mummy. Do you think you could draw our house in there too? And maybe a Mr. Sunshine? Do you want a new crayon? I'll give you a yellow one if you give me the green one back. There you go. Oh, sweetie, the picture is beautiful. I think I might just have to hang it up. Well, you finish up. I'm just gonna work on a little something here, okay? Don't be distracted. Just keep on at your picture, okay? That's a good boy. Look how tall you've drawn Mummy. And just how little and adorable your stick figure is. Is that our house? Do you think you're done now? Have you finished all the colors? It's okay if it's a little messy. I'm really proud of your drawing. You did a really, really good job. Oh? You want to know what I've been doing? Oh, sweetie. I've been preparing your last little test. Tell me. What do you see? Mummy's shirt is down. That's right. My boobies are out. Right there in front of you. Look how soft and warm and inviting they are. And what are you gonna do about this, Do you think you could just sit there and look? You're staring. You could barely take your eyes away. Can you see that? I'm just gonna come in a little closer. Can you see what's on Mummy's nipple? Right there. Do you know the word for that? It's a yummy little thing for little boys. I know words are hard right now, but you could do it. Yes, it's milk. Mummy's warm milk, all waiting for you. Don't you want to get close and have a taste? A little drink from Mummy? For doing such a good drawing? Don't you remember? If you did your drawing, you'd get a special cuddle from Mummy. And you could drink all the warm milk you want, right here from Mummy's nipples. That's right. Come sit in Mummy's lap. Attaboy. You could sit on Mummy's lap and I'll hold you close. Can you find the nipple with your mouth? Yes, there you go. That's a good boy. That's perfect. Oh, and you're a little hungry one, aren't you? That's okay. All of Mummy's milk is just for you. And when you're done with this nipple, you could have the next. That's okay. You're okay. Just relax right here in Mummy's lap. I have you. I have you. Just suckle. Just suckle on Mummy's breast. That's a good boy. Let Mummy rock you. There we go. Who's a good boy? You're a very sweet, sweet boy. Just suckle on Mummy until your tummy's full. I'll change you into your jammies later, sweetie. And kiss you goodnight.